Yeah, my name's Bill Oakley, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Bill.
My sobriety date is July 10, 1970, and I'm from the By the Book group of Orlando, Florida. And I bring you greetings and salutations from all the winos and winettes in the Orlando area. Please come and visit with us. There's two things that I'm concerned with this morning, and I'm hoping that you'll be able to help me, because I think this is the way things work in Alcoholics Anonymous. And one is this thing, I very much believe in the group conscience. But I can't tell you how many meetings I've been at in recent months and years as a chairman or whatever, and I travel around the state, and I go to an awful lot of meetings, too. And invariably, someone will hold up their hand and say, I have my friend with me, and she or he is not an alcoholic. Can we have a group conscience and make this an open meeting? Where on earth did this ever come from? If I'm not a member of that group and attend your business meeting, I certainly have no right to change that group conscience. That group conscience was established on the third of the month or the fifth, whenever your group met. And they determined the guidelines for that group at that particular time in accordance with their fifth tradition. And it's not for me to change it. So I beg you, when you go back to your groups, please try to enforce this thing, because that's where it's at. That's why we have a group conscience, so we conduct meetings in the format and style in which we wish to have them conducted. And the chairman, often in which I'm not a member of the group, cannot, in my opinion, change the format of that group. One other thing, and this has helped improve our meetings, I think, considerably. I've naturally over the years been exposed to many what I call disease meetings. And we've started a process of eliminating those. We will ask you to come and chair one of our meetings and explain to you our format, and ask also that you take your subject out of the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. And when you get to our meeting, we expect you to read maybe a paragraph or so and offer us a brief synopsis on how that affected your sobriety, either negative or positive. And then we take the meeting from there. And this way we've got an established AA positive meeting. It's worked for us in three or four different meetings in Orlando now. We're well satisfied with it. I just thought somebody might be able to use that information. Thank you.